Matt, we looked at that first half. This team got off to a really solid start. You're shooting the basketball well. And then for a time there, it was really the turnovers that cranked up, and Clemson got a lot of opportunities to score off those turnovers.
It was those turnovers, and it was also the quick shots. It was almost fool's gold a little bit. I think we started, I want to say, 5 for 7 from the three-point line, and it was a great jump on great jump offensively. And then I think we made one of our next 13 or 14 threes the rest of the half. And it was quick shots, which led to rebounds and their offensive push. Or it was a turnover that led to easy baskets or led to us having to foul them at the other end. So not a way for us to get in a good rhythm offensively, aside from that, those early threes we were making.
Now, something else you could see throughout the course of this game, there was a lot of disrupted passing. I know that can come from a combination of reasons, but was it maybe a combo of some poor passing but also a lot of athleticism on the part of the Tigers?
Yeah, it's so tough to simulate that. And you know, we had our close scrimmage against Tennessee, and we thought we had a great experience playing against them because that was the type of defense they played. You can't replicate that in practice every day. It was something we worked to prepare for. It was something we showed on film. But once you get out here and you do it, and especially for a guy like John Axel, who's a rookie, for Will McGarity, who hasn't played in a year, and for Jack Gibbs, who is as you know, positive as he had some parts of his game today, you know, he hasn't had a game like this in 4 weeks since he initially hurt his shoulder. So those guys were not capable of getting into a rhythm offensively because of that denial, because of the way they put pressure on us on their defensive end. And obviously it forced some turnovers, but it also broke our offensive rhythm.
Now, looking in the second half, Matt, the turnovers really weren't an issue. I think you guys only turned it over 3 times in the second half. And there was a spurt there where you guys got the lead to 13. Clemson was missing free throws. You guys made a couple threes, and then it sort of pushed away a little bit.
Yeah, and I think it was about the 12-minute mark where we really said to our players, you know, don't think about the next 12 minutes. Don't look at the score. We just got to win every possession. And I don't know, maybe putting the game in a little small chapter like that really got our guys focused on one play at a time. And We executed well. We got the ball inside to Peyton. We started getting more second chances on the offensive end by rebounding the basketball. And then we got stops. We got rebounds. And then they did miss some free throws. So, we made a decent run. And then they hit a big three, I think, off the ball screen right out of that media timeout. And just miscommunication on guys on our end. And, if we have that possession back, who knows what that next 8 minutes would have looked like.
Now let's look at Jack again because, you know, everybody wanted to know when would Jack be back. And, he played today. You mentioned maybe a little rough around the edges just because you can't get in this game simulation shape without actually playing. But can you take some positives for what he was able to do?
You know, Jack could have played on Saturday against Appalachian State. We were kind of waiting for him to come up to us and say, hey, I feel great. I want to play. Let me get out there. We wanted to hear that kind of confidence, that he felt strong and he felt like his shoulder was strong enough to go. Because we didn't hear that from him, we said, hey, you know what, we're going to go without him. We think we can match up with this team well enough to win. The fact that we were losing early in that game against App State really just said, hey, you know what, I'm fine. I feel good. He came out playing like old Jack, like the Jack that people remember, relentlessly pushing the ball in defensive passing lanes, trying to make plays on offense and defense. And I gained a lot of confidence in the fact that he played that way. He didn't look like he was thinking about his shoulder. He didn't look like he was protecting his shoulder, and that's challenging for a guy who hasn't played in 4 weeks. Now, he did have some early turnovers. He did, need to get in that rhythm, which I think we saw a lot more of once he got his feet wet. But, if you want to look at something positive to take from him, it's the fact that he doesn't seem to be playing or thinking like he's got an injury.
And now, quickly, Matt, for those that, listening back home, the scout for this game, you look at Xavier or Missouri, you get the loser tomorrow morning. Is this something where you started to initially scout both teams, or does the scout begin now, you hang around, watch a little bit, and then go from here?
The last, last 4 or 5 days, I would say, one assistant has been beginning to prepare for Xavier, one assistant has begun to prepare for Missouri. I do not know enough about either of these teams to give you any kind of feedback. I know Xavier is very highly ranked. I know that they've got a lot of talent. They've got some potential NBA guys. I know we've had success against Missouri in the past. I know it's a very different coaching staff and a very different roster, but I know from a history perspective, from our fans who have been around, they know that we like playing against Missouri because we feel like we can always match up with them well.
Well, Matt, I appreciate your time. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Jared.
Hopefully better result tomorrow.
Let's hope so. Thanks.